All right, audio viewers. It's been a while since I've been on here. So there. And what you really wanted was for me to come back with an audio boo that is full of ums and glottal stops. That's what we pay for. Well, it would be what we paid for if this wasn't free. Anyway, just in case you're listening to this after having read my blog entry from last night, I now have tea. I now have milk, and as a consequence, tea. So just in case you were panicking about that, panic no more, because there's milk now. So that's another added bonus. You get to listen to me take sips of tea like this. There we go. That's hot tea action. That's what we came here for. Possibly. Might not be, actually. I would ask you, but this essentially is pre-recorded, so you'd have to reply to me about whether you came here to listen to me drink tea. It's really becoming quite obvious why I haven't done one of these for so long. I was going to say something. I've just noticed that people are saying that the news isn't covering the Million Mask March, even though Russell Brand turned up at it. Yes, I've just seen a photograph of Russell Brand at the Million Mask March with his mask up, and he's checking his phone, which is precisely the kind of dedication to the cause that you need when you're turning up at a public event. Because there's going to be cameras and you want people to see you staring at your phone screen. It's certainly what I am really eager to see in celebrity photography. Aside from that, the thing I'm having trouble with is his no voting stance, because it doesn't actually do anything. It doesn't show, it's not showing anybody anything. And if you want to champion democracy, then you should exercise it. And granted, you may not see a great deal out of your sort of main governmental choices that fills you with entire confidence, but that's not the point. You're not going to get complete confidence in everything. I think if you want to effect change, then you want to try and steer the country in the least shittest direction. The least shittest, where currently we have, short of somehow getting UKIP in, we currently have the most shittest, or if you like, the shittest. I realise the word "more" was a bit redundant there. So, just in case you lean on the side of "I don't vote because they're all the same." No, they're not all the same, and there will be political directions that are more favourable than the Tories. So it might be best using the voice that you have to, at the very least for the time being, get them out. Because it's... every time a Tory speaks, a kitten dies. I think if we try marketing that as a campaign, that's the way forward. Anyway, that's about as political as I get. I'm not a terribly politically minded person, but you keep seeing things. I keep seeing things that stir too much feeling in me. So there we go. That's that done. Enjoy your night.